National Library's a bit of an interesting place at the moment, isn't it? A state of flux in more ways than one. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you were talking about this morning?
And thanks, Marta. Yeah, look, it is a time of huge, huge change for this country's National Library, Te Puna Mātauranga o Aotearoa. And what I was talking about this morning is, you know, a big hīkoi, really, that we've been, you know, around the country talking to communities, Māori communities, but communities from education, authors, librarians, to set a new stake in the ground, I suppose, for the National Library in this country and the directions that we should go in. And when I went around the country a few years ago, I thought that we needed to make some changes. I came back to Wellington realising that we needed to rethink the whole National Library in New Zealand. So it's a huge kaupapa. And basically what I was saying to the Rōpū Whakahū this morning is that part of the New Generation National Library Modernisation Programme puts Māori right at the centre. We will rethink everything in the National Library. We will rethink services. They'll be redesigned. No job will remain unchanged. There will be a Māori dimension in every service that we develop in the National Library. And I've set up the organisation a challenge to transform the National Library. When we open the doors of the Wellington building, we're getting some building done at the moment, in the beginning of 2012, there will be a Māori dimension in all of our operations.
So you're looking at a physical change in terms of the building, but also an organisational change. That's quite a big ask, isn't it? And you actually officially laid down the challenge to other organisations in the country to sort of take up that challenge as well, didn't you?
Look, I did. I'd say this is probably the last time I'll address Te Rōpū Whakahū as National Librarian. And so I've been doing a bit of reflecting. And I kind of was saying that I think, you know, while I don't doubt people's commitment to a bicultural New Zealand, that I think that we need to look at what a new generation view is of that, not just in library and information sector, but the whole country. And the wero I laid down is that I actually think we've become a bit lazy, a bit complacent, and I don't think that what we thought was commitment and embeddedness 10 years ago is the same now. But I think we've got to reimagine what it is and do that together. So that was the wero I laid down. And I did it at a personal level. I said I was personally rethinking and committed. I was laying down the wero for everyone, but I also wanted Te Rōpū Whakahū to really think freshly about the whole issue of a bicultural dimension in the libraries of New Zealand. So it was, it's big, but we can do it. It's a wonderful profession.
Well, thank you for your confidence, Penny. I'm sure a lot of people in that room are thinking furiously about how we're going to make that happen, and we'll all be watching and observing to see National Library, you know, step it up. I like that word embedded. It sort of has a sense of realness about it. It's the antithesis of tokenism, I suppose. Yes. I think that's the idea you're getting at.
Yeah, spot on. And I think you know, I think we are all up to it, and I'm just looking forward to it too. But you know, we won't be sitting on our hands, any of us, and we will see a very different National Library in 2 years' time.